Welcome back to Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness. I'm your host, James McGinnis, and today's episode is called Don't Quit in the Cave, David's Wilderness Survival Plan. If you ever felt like you've been backed into a corner, isolated, forgotten, or even abandoned by people you once trusted, this episode is for you. Because David, the mighty king of Israel, didn't begin his reign on a throne. He began in a cave. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your message today. We thank you that you would use these words, your Bible. We thank you for your word. Teach us today. Let our hearts be open, our ears be open to receive all that you have, in Jesus' name. So, the cave isn't the end. No, it's not. You see, in 1 Samuel 22, verses 1 to 2, it says, David therefore departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. So when his brothers and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. And everyone who was in distress, in debt, and discontented gathered to him, and he became captain over them. Let's pause for a second and let's get real and just look. David was anointed to be king, yet he's running from Saul. He's hiding in a cave. I mean, let's look back at David, the shepherd boy. He defeated Goliath. He married Saul's daughter, so on and so forth. And God exalted him. God lifted him up. And Saul's jealousy forced him to try to kill David many times. And he had to run to stay alive. And he had to run into a cave. Now, was that cave a punishment? No, because what do you do when the promise on your life doesn't match your present reality? Do you think David was promised to be in a cave hiding? No. But here are some things to know, that when you're in that experience, in that cave, it's not the end. No. So, don't quit. The cave is not the end. It's preparation. The cave teaches you how to lead without applause. The cave builds character when no one is watching. That is such a good one, because it's not what you do in front of people. Yeah, it is. Your character is developed when no one's watching, when God's watching. Those are the times that development happens. Those are the times when you truly come to a revelation of who you are, that cave experience, that isolation. You learn who you are. There are three things that David did in the cave. So let's look at a few of them. David prayed honestly. Honest prayers are extremely important. So let's look at Psalm 142. They've believed, and some from, you know, theologians believe that this one was written from that cave. And if you listen to this, he really cries out. So it says in the beginning, I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out before him my complaint. Before him, I tell my trouble. David was not one to sugarcoat his pain. No, he laid it all out. He just brought it all before God. He didn't hold back. He was a man after God's own heart. He knew how to communicate and talk with God, even through times when he was angry and, you know, times when he was frustrated and times when he fell in sin. He always brought it before God. Prayer in the cave is raw. It's honest, unfiltered. You see, when you're in a cave season, you don't hide your emotions from God. God can handle your honesty. And a lot of Christians don't do this, where you really have to be able to open yourself. I know very personally that, yeah, you will go through trials and tribulations. You have to go through work. And it's for the perfecting of the saints. There are going to be times in that wilderness, times in that cave, when it is difficult and you're going to get emotional. You have to deal with things. But that's why the thoughts and things that come, you have to take them into captivity, into the obedience of Christ. God knows your heart. He knows what's on your mind before you're even thinking it. You have to be able to communicate and speak to God. Don't hide your emotions. David didn't hide his emotions. David worshiped intentionally. I love this one because, look, David didn't have his harp when he was in that cave. David and that harp, he played that thing beautifully. He worshiped God. He sang before God. That was how God ministered to Saul, using that harp, to those spirits that were around there. It was just music from above. But he didn't wait. No, he chose to lift his voice. The only instrument that we were born with to praise God. David didn't wait until the throne to praise God. He praised God in the dark with what he had. He had his voice. He didn't wait. Even in that cave, even in those dark times, he cried out and he worshiped. He praised. That's important. You have to be able to praise through your pain. We're all going to experience pain, and we're going to experience trials. We're going to just go through situations. Yes, we are going to go through things. We're going to be discouraged. Be encouraged. Praise in the dark times. David led reluctantly. See, men that joined him in that cave were broken, outcasts, distressed. And still David, while he was hurting, was still their leader. He became a leader of those men that followed him. He had a lot of people with him in that cave. Sometimes God will assign you people to serve and lead before you're qualified, or before you feel qualified. Think about that. You know, there are a lot of ministry leaders, not staff, just volunteers that are serving and volunteering their time to serve the Lord in different capacity. And you know, at the church that I serve at and I'm staff with, hey, listen, we look for the heart, because who you are is more important than what you can do. It's not about your skills. It's not about what you're qualified for. Yes, that is a benefit, but God doesn't always call the qualified. God qualifies the call. It's much easier to train somebody and see somebody retained and learn and grow in the skill with the heart where it's supposed to be, with someone who has a servant's heart, who is called and wants to be excellent in what they do, than someone who has all the experience and the experience kind of gets in the way. It happens. So God will assign you people to serve and lead before you feel like you're qualified. Don't hold back. Let God use you where you are. He's in control, not us. And things, when times get frustrated, don't quit too soon. You see, quitting in the cave means forfeiting the crown for David. Quitting in the cave means forfeiting the crown. The enemy wants you to believe the cave is where your story ends. Listen to this one. The enemy wants you to believe the cave is where your story ends. You're backed into a corner. You're in a cave. You're in an isolated place. It is dark. He wants you to believe that it's the end. But it's just a chapter. The cave may look like isolation, but God uses it for refinement. Let me ask you this question and consider this. Let's just look at things of today, current things. So let's say you have an electronic device. Now, the electronic device does run on battery, and you use it mobile, and it's not being charged. The battery runs out. You have to take that back to a place, generally your home or office, whatever, and you have to plug it in and charge. David needed to come back to a place. God chose a cave for him to keep him isolated in a way and not being used for his purpose yet, to refine him, to work on his character, to build him up, to build his faith. If you look at those things, they make sense. Even this, think of a car, you have to fuel up a car. You see, you don't fuel up on the road. You go and you stop in a gas station, you get fuel. And because you're full and you have the fuel to make your car work and the engine and all the parts of it, then the car can fulfill its purpose because it has the energy and the fuel to cause the car to go and fulfill its purpose. Sometimes you need to come back and get into the Word, to get into prayer, get into worship, spend time with God, away from people, go into your prayer closet. That's a place where God can really speak to you if you listen. Doesn't mean He can't speak to you in other areas when you're in church, you're in, a congregation, you're in community worship, whatever. But God wants to see you and hear from you in those times of isolation, because it's not isolation. It is just refinement and rest. Okay, it's in the cave, in those areas of the cave, that your motives are purified, your vision is clarified, and your character is forged. Just think of the fire, the forge. I'm thinking of iron and steel getting forged and hit, being molded and made into what it's supposed to be, what the creator, the master, wants to create. You have to be under the heat. You have to get hit and bent in different directions. That's what God's doing, refining, a refining fire. Let Him burn those things into you, but you need to experience those things. In the wilderness, in the cave, yeah, there's going to be times like that. And right now, you may feel hidden. But remember, so was David, and so was Jesus in the tomb. But as we know, David and Jesus did not stay in those places. No, there's going to be time when you're in the cave, in the isolation, but God has a purpose for that. God wants to use those times to work on you, to work on your character. We have to believe and have faith that God is working, because He is a way maker, a promise keeper, light in the darkness, and He is working. Even when we don't see it, He is working. And yes, those are words from a song, but those are absolute truth. That is the absolute truth. So to reflect on this, I'd like to just take a moment right now and ask, what is God shaping in me while I'm in this cave? Take a moment and ask yourself that. What is God shaping in me while I'm in this cave? Who has He assigned to walk with me? How can I lead even from this low place? Ask yourself those questions. Write those questions down. Yes, ask those questions. Let's pray. Father, help us to see that the cave is not our final destination. Give us strength to endure the silence, to lead with integrity, and to worship even when we feel broken. Thank You, Lord, that You are with us. even in the wilderness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, look, if you're in a cave season right now, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't mistake your pause for God's absence. Something powerful is happening that you can't see. Be encouraged. God is building you in the dark. And make sure to share this episode with someone going through their own wilderness and subscribe for more biblical encouragement every week. Until next time, keep the faith, even in the fire. God bless you.